It's time for the Chamber Member-to-Member Focus, brought to you by the Windham Area Chamber of Commerce, designed to promote local and area businesses and help us understand why shopping local is so important to keeping our community strong. Here now is Chamber Executive Director, Tyann Hall-Marcy.
Welcome to our first member-to-member focus with K2M. Thank you, Steve, for allowing us to come here today and connect with our local businesses to our community. I have Joel Higley here from Higley Ford and Bramer Powers from Crystal Windshield. So welcome, boys. So, all right, as I've discussed with both of you, the visions or thoughts of this program is to really bring our community members and have a connection with our community, with our business owners. So I really want to get the face behind the signs and logos that we see with you guys. So let's hear a little bit about yourself. So Joel, tell me about yourself. Tell me about your background. Are you married? Have kids?
Been married 32 years. I'll be careful here. Three kids. Graduated from Windham in 1980. Moved away, went to college, got a degree in marketing, moved back in 86 and went into business with my father. And have been there ever since.
All right. And then, Bramer, tell us about yourself. Born here, raised here, married, kids?
Yep, I was born in Windham. Been married 5 years. I have two kids, a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old. Went off to Mankato to college for 2 years. Got me an Associate of Arts degree. And then came back, worked for Fortune Transportation for 10 years, and then decided to buy my uncle's windshield business when he was looking to retire here 3-4 years ago.
Okay, so funny you brought this up, buying your uncle's business, because I just realized today, no joke, because I know both of you, but I just realized today for you guys both being my first member-to-member spotlight that you guys have kind of a unique situation where both of you took over previous family-owned businesses on your own. So that's not an everyday story. So I would like to know a little bit about that and maybe the struggles of taking over or fulfilling those shoes of prior previous family members and kind of what the story was with that. Which one wants Bramer, Joel?
Well, I'm probably a little different than Bramer, but I worked with my father for 30-plus years, which it's different. We'd been family. My father worked with his father, and now my son is in there. We have four generations. It can work very well. It's a different atmosphere. It's family. You go to work all day, and you're with your dad or your son all day long. We enjoy it. We make it work. It's always a challenge, but. But you always, what I like about it is you don't fear bringing up new ideas. Or I brought up new ideas to my dad to say, hey, I think we should be doing this. And knowing that that happened, I listened to my son going, hey, Dad, maybe if we look into doing this, which usually has a lot to do with technology, mm-hmm. which I don't grasp as well as he does. But, it's a different way to be in business, but if you do it right, it can really work and it can benefit everybody involved.
So a question for you on that, Joel. So I worked for my mom, Tammy, for many years here at State Farm, and it was an interesting role there too, because when I was at work, she wasn't mom, she was Tammy. So do you guys do that as well, where it was always that, as much as we could, I think her and I did it as well as we possibly could do it. But I was always the one that went to her to give her the bad news, too, on behalf of the staff. Do you have that? Do you see that? Did you have that with your dad?
Yeah, it's still dad.
Yeah.
I call my dad, and Jordan calls me dad. But we do see that a little bit. And sometimes I think, honestly, and I think he'd agree with this, I'm hard on him. Mm-hmm. My dad was hard on me, and I think that's a key to success, too. Is, you need to be doing this, you need to be doing that. And he probably gets tired of me saying it because I've been accused of being a micromanager at times, but it's important. Sometimes out of work, it's a lot more relaxing. We try not to talk about work, but mm-hmm. it usually comes up. But I guess he's still my son. I'm still dad. My dad was still dad. But you need that camaraderie, that character mm-hmm. to really make it work.
Yeah.
And it's really neat when it does.
It is really neat. Yeah. It is really neat. Bramer, now for you with Crystal Windshield, Greg Winters was your uncle, or is your uncle.
Correct, yep.
So tell us about that whole process. Like, how did that whole story happen with you taking over for him?
Well, I don't have, I guess, a whole story, kind of like Joel, I guess, has. I had always kind of hinted to Greg that I'd want to buy this business someday when he was ready. And to be honest, the day I bought it, he really still wasn't ready. Kind of had some medical issues, and Denise had kind of been, you know, talking to him and that, you know, maybe this is the right thing to do. And Bramer's, you know, kind of been the one that's always been interested in buying the business. And so Greg did finally agree that, you know, maybe it would be a good deal for someone to start stepping in his shoes. And I'd worked with him not very long because of some medical issues, but I picked it up pretty fast, and he was more than willing to help with anything I needed. And still is today. He still, you know, asks all the time about windshields and who I'm doing them for and where I'm at and what I'm doing. But other than that, I mean, there's really no big story behind it, I guess. Besides that, I always did want to do it. I worked for Fortune for 10 years. Loved my job there. Everybody was very good. Don Olson treated me very well. But there's just a time where, you know, you got the opportunity to own your own business or start your own business. You know, opportunity strikes, I guess. You do it.
And your mom helps you out sometimes too, right, Bramer?
Yep.
All right. And then with Greg, does he still have like some insider advice? Is he one you call when you need something still? Is he really opening to helping you out if you need it?
He is. But the other day I called him on, somebody called me on an old vehicle. I don't know, it was 1970 or 1980 something. And I called him and asked him, I said, this lady wants some clips. I said, I never even worked on this car before. She said, oh yeah, I know exactly what you need. I'll look and see if I got one. I thought, I mean, I had no idea what she wanted. I had no idea what he was talking about. But, you know, he was willing to look and see if he still had some of the stuff laying around for it. And he's very good like that. He's more willing to help anytime. So,
well, as a community member, I love the fact that these businesses have been around for so long. I love that. So I'm all about that type of stuff. And then also another question I wanted to ask you guys, which I thought would be interesting because of how long you've had your business, Joel, and how newer you are, Bramer. What struggles did you think you were going to have at starting a business that you didn't necessarily plan for, that you saw like come up? Like, what was your biggest struggle as far as like your first couple years go?
Probably product knowledge to get in. And then once you get all that down, I think the struggle is, you know, we're all ag driven in this area. So what drives our business is the price of corn. You know, I can look back at the years we've had and they've all been driven by that because, you know, we are in this ag community. Mm-hmm. So I had a hard time adjusting to that, going, you know, you look at your years and you go back and it's reflective of our ag business in the area. Struggles maybe dealing with Ford's changes, their rules, their regulations. You know, you come to work and you want to do things your own way, and you can't. Mm-hmm. You've got to play by how Ford wants you to do them, how they need to be done. Other than that, that was probably it. I mean, I had a good teacher, too, and mm-hmm. it's important that I teach Jordan, and we go to our meetings and go to our groups and go to training, and training is important today because technology is changing daily in every business. I'll say ours, but I know in every business it's
like a spaceship inside a car now. It's crazy.
There's so many ways to market your business today, and you just have to figure out what works best for you and run with it. And in the next month, it may change. You may be doing something completely different.
Awesome. How about for you, Bramer? Did you have any challenges that you weren't? Obviously, there's like the new challenges of opening, like money, you know, the worry of maybe just doing it. Was there anything that came up that you weren't expecting or that you've seen?
When I first started, I thought there's no way that this little town has enough work, you know, for someone to keep busy and make a living doing windshields or even glass work in town. Shortly did I realize that it's pretty unbelievable how much work there is around this area. And Greg was a huge part of that because he was respected by many, and he respected people, you know, very well too. And that's kind of what took this whole thing off, and still today. And everybody gave me the respect and gave me the chance too. And I do a lot of things Greg didn't do. You know, he was, as he was getting older, he didn't want to do semis or tractors or graders or anything like that. And so I pick up a lot of time doing stuff like that as well. But as far as struggles go, it's about the same as Joel's deal. There's many things I could add to the business today still with technology on new vehicles that I haven't yet. It's expensive. It's, you know, things are working very well now. Do I want to change directions and add these things, you know? And but sooner or later I'll have to because everything's changing. But other than that, there's, you know, it's pretty much everything Greg told me what it was going to be. It's about the same, you know. He said this, you know, electronic billing. He always talked about how, you know, back in the day he used to do work for a customer and you'd walk it into the insurance agent and you'd hand them the bill and they'd cut you a check and you walk out the door. And it ain't nothing like that anymore. You know, it's jumped through hoops and it's a lot of different deals, and you got to have your stuff in a row to be able to get paid. So.
Right. Yeah. Getting paid is a very important piece.
That's true. Yeah.
And then, Joel, like, the one thing I have two more questions for each of you, but the one I had that I thought would be curious is that what advice can you give not only Bramer, but maybe somebody that's listening to this that's thinking about opening a business? We have this new program through the WADC that I've talked to you about. Mm-hmm. We're really trying to encourage some new things to come to Wyndham. What advice can you give to somebody that's thinking about doing it? Besides not do it, what advice can you give to somebody that's thinking about doing it or is newer business like such as Bramer is?
Take a chance. Give it a chance. I always say, or I was always taught and say, that you get out of anything once you put into it. And I've lived that. I've seen it. I've experienced that. Like I tell my son, you know, hard work will pay off. You know, and everybody's got to try give something a chance. If you have an opportunity to start a business, actually do your homework, look at your market, see if it's something that would fit, and give it a shot. And like I say, if you work with the WADC, but it takes hard work. I mean, it takes commitment, it takes time, and I feel in today's world we see less of that. You know, I look at the days where we were open till 9 o'clock, Monday through Friday, Saturdays till 4. Mm-hmm. Now we close, we're open till 5:30, and we're not open on Saturdays. But you will get out of it what you put into it. And I would say if it's something that you want to do or if it's been a dream of yours, go for it.
Awesome. Bramer, I'm curious on two parts for you. Not only what you would give advice to somebody that's thinking about starting a business, but what advice can you give to somebody that's been a longer business owner, such as Joel? So obviously, Joel's been a long time. We're even connecting with community members, marketing, all that different stuff. It was just so much different back then. It was more, you and I have talked about this, where, you know, everyone did go to chamber golf outing. Everyone did participate in things. Your guys' generation, which I'm a little older than you, you guys are coming around, but it's a little bit more of a push. So tell us, can you, I don't even know how to sum up that question. What does it take, or how do you guys connect, or what are you doing to market yourself, or what advice can you give to an older business on ways of marketing that maybe are newer that we don't see?
Well, I'm not on Facebook, for starters, and Tyann's been after me since the day I started this business. I need to get on Facebook. I need to get on Facebook. But as far as the first part of it goes with somebody that would want to start their own business in town, when I looked at this at first, I'm thinking to myself, is this going to work? Can this work? And I think of, honestly, in the back of my head, I was thinking there's a lot of people that have businesses, not just in Wyndham, but around the world, where you walk in and the people are disrespectful, their place is filthy, you know, and they still run a business and they succeed, you know. And I thought, if I'm respectful and have a clean place for people to come to and I do good work, there's no chance that you can't fail, is kind of the way I looked at it. And that's kind of the way it's about respect. You take care of customers and they take care of you. And that's what Greg, you know, preached to me too, is that if I keep taking care of the people that he's taking care of, they'll keep coming back for more. as far as what I can tell Joel, I guess I can't tell him much about marketing because I'm not on Facebook yet, and he is. So, but
Right, you're a stalker though. Come on, a minute.
Right. No, I don't know. Joel has a very good business, and Jordan will take care of it just as well as Joel did and Steve did.
Yeah, you do have Jordan in there, which is giving you that younger aspect. Yeah. But yeah, definitely. And then the last thing I want to leave it with is, first of all, I want to thank both of you so much for coming and being my first member-to-member businesses. I love the heck out of both of you on a personal level, so it's great to be able to give that reflection to the community through the eyes that I see you guys at. So I really appreciate it. And as this program's evolving, I know it could get better, but just thanks for taking this chance with me on it. But I want to hear from you, and I want everyone else to hear from you, why it's important to shop local.
Because all of them dollars go right back into the community. And I think that's the most important thing. If you shop local, then people spend their money back in the community. It just makes the community thrive. And I think it is that, you know, the people that do shop outside the community, they should just turn and try shopping in the community and see what that's like and how good maybe that makes you feel. You know, mm-hmm. because if you're supporting a local business, you're supporting yourself and you're supporting your town. I guess that's the advice I could give, and it is. We're a town of, 4,500 people, and that's not that big, but it takes that to make it happen. You know, we all know it's a struggle to have a business in Windham today. Look at the businesses that are closing. Mm-hmm. You know, we all know in the last couple of years we've lost business, and the reason we've lost that business is because they're not shopping local. So it's important if we want to keep this community thriving, is shopping local is very important.
Thank you, Joel. Raymer?
I guess I'm going to get as real as I can about this. So I'm sitting here with Joel Higley. I don't buy Ford vehicles. I've always been a GM guy. But I buy glass a lot of times from Higley's if I want OEM Ford glass. I take my vehicles there for service work. So it's not just you have to buy a vehicle from Higley's in order to support him. Mm-hmm. Parts and service and stuff like that is just as important as anything else. Joel gets, from what I know, most of his windshields done at DeFries in town. Lance's sister works for Joel. Jordan's a very good friend of mine. I've never tried to cross that boundary. I respect that. I do chip repairs for Higley, and I'm very great, appreciate that work that I get from him. And maybe someday if they choose to use me, that's great, but mm-hmm. I would never try and take that work from Lance because that's the respect we all got to have for each other here in this small town too. As much as shopping local is, it's respecting others in the town as well. So,
very good aspects on both ends of the spectrum there. I appreciate it so much, and I think it's just remembering to put those faces behind our business names and remembering supporting and at least trying out again shopping local. It's so easy to go online and, you know, go out of town or whatever, but it really is important to keep our money here. So thank you. I appreciate it so much, and thank you, Steve from KDOM.